My name is Garland Robinson. Our subject is music in the New Testament church, that is, the church that we read about in the New Testament. When we think about music in the church, we understand that it's a vital part of worship. And like all worship, it must be in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4 and verse 24. That means that when we worship in spirit, it is intentional, it is heartfelt, it is from the heart, it's from the inside of us. When we worship in truth, that means it's according to the truth. Jesus said, God's word is truth, John 17:17. So we worship in truth, that is, we worship according to the instructions or the direction that the New Testament, the Bible, gives us. So it is heartfelt and according to God's authority. Well, when we think about music, we're thinking of two types of music. There's vocal music and there's mechanical music. The type of music specified by God in the New Testament is vocal. No one argues with that point. Still, there's all kinds of people that have taken it upon themselves to add to the kind of music God has authorized in the New Testament. There are a lot of people that advocate that singing is okay even when accompanied with mechanical instruments of music. That is, instruments men have invented and made, and they think that it sounds good. But we need to understand that the Bible authorizes singing, but it does not authorize playing. No one will be able to take any type of mechanical instrument of music and use it in praise or worship to God. Do you realize that every verse in the New Testament that mentions anything about music always mentions singing? There are 12 passages in the New Testament. And all 12 of these passages authorize singing, but do not authorize playing. For example, let's go down through a list. If we begin in Matthew chapter 26, we read in verse 30. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. There we find they simply sang. In Acts 16:25, we read, And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed, and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Nothing there but singing. In Romans 15:9, And that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy, as it is written, For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. Again, nothing mentioned there but singing. In 1 Corinthians 14:15, What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Here the Bible doesn't mention anything about playing. It says, I will sing with the Spirit. It did not say, I will sing and play, but it says, I will sing. In Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Again, we find only singing. In Colossians 3:16, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Again, all we find is singing. In Hebrews 2 and verse 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. In Hebrews 13:15, By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The word singing is not found in this passage, but the idea of singing is, that is, through the fruit of our lips, and that's vocal. In James chapter 5, in verse 13, Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Again, the idea, sing psalms. Didn't say play psalms. In Revelation chapter 5, in verse 8 and 9, And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and a golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Notice again in verse 9, they sung a new song. Didn't say they played a new song. In Revelation 14, verse 3, and they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. Again, it did not say they played a new song, but they sung a new song. Then the last reference in the New Testament we find in Revelation 15 and verse 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Again, notice it says they sung a song. So as we quickly notice again the listing of these verses, we find in Matthew 26:30, we find singing, do not find playing. Acts 16:25, they sang, there's no mention of playing. Romans 15:9, we find singing, but do not find playing. In 1 Corinthians 14:15, we find singing, but not playing. In Ephesians 5:19, we find singing, but not playing. In Colossians 3:16, we find singing, but not playing. In Hebrews 2 and verse 12, singing, no playing. Hebrews 13:15, singing, no playing. James 5:13, singing, but no playing. Revelation 5, verse 8 and 9, singing, but no playing. Revelation 14:3, singing, no playing. And then in Revelation 15:3, singing, but no playing. In these 12 passages, none of them authorize, command, or allow the use of anything except the human voice in worship. So the question now is this. What does God desire that we do in the Church of Christ today? Notice that I said in the church today. It's not our option to go back and examine the Old Testament, see what they did or may have done or thought that they did. It's not our point to go ahead and look and see what might be in heaven, what God may or may not allow there. That's not the point. The point is, what does God want now? What does He do in the New Testament? We don't live by the authority of the Old Testament. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 16 and 17. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. Those passages tell us that we don't live under the Old Testament law, and neither do we live under any type of law that may be enforced in heaven. We're not yet in heaven. It's what God authorizes now. What God may have allowed in the Old Testament or possibly may allow in heaven, that's not the point. What God wants and allows now in the New Testament age, the church age, the Christian dispensation, that's what we need to be concerned with. So every one of these scriptures that we've just mentioned, all 12 of them, they authorize singing in the New Testament church. They do not authorize playing. Anything other than God's specified instructions is a violation of His will. A mechanical instrument of music is an addition to what God has commanded. It is a commandment of men. It's not a commandment of God. And since it is of men, it makes worship vain when it is used. We read in Matthew 15:9, of those who would teach as their doctrines the commandments of men. We're not to go beyond that which is written according to 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. And when we speak, we are to speak as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness in His Word. We read that in 2 Peter 1 and verse 3. But yet it's distinctly clear that He did not give us the use of mechanical instruments of music and worship, and therefore their use is not lawful. And because it's not lawful, that is, it's not authorized, it is sinful to use them. The command of Scripture is to not add to God's Word, nor take from what God has written in Revelation 22 and verse 18 and 19. But mechanical instruments of music are an addition to God's Word, and as a consequence, they are forbidden. They are a cause of division, and God hates division and those who promote and cause division. Romans 16 and verse 17. People everywhere need to understand that God is Lord of heaven and earth. He is master. He created us. We did not create ourselves. God did not give us the option just to do what makes us feel good or what we enjoy or what we like. So we've got to turn to Him. What does He tell us? What does He command us to do? What does God like? It's not about me. It's about God, and it's about worshiping God. So notice, the Bible commands us to sing and to make melody in our heart in Ephesians 5 and verse 19. Well, when we look at that, we find that the human voice can do that. We do so by teaching and admonishing one another. We can make melody in our heart. But that can't be done on a mechanical instrument of music. There's no singing from an instrument. An instrument cannot make melody in one's heart. And then we find in Colossians 3:16 that the Bible tells us to teach in song and to admonish in song. Well, the human voice can do that, but an instrument of music can't. The instrument of music cannot teach in song. The admonishment in song, the voice can do that, but an instrument cannot. In 1 Corinthians 14:15, we're told to sing with the Spirit. Well, a voice can do that, but an instrument can't do it. We're told to sing with the understanding. The human voice can do it, but an instrument of music cannot. In Hebrews 2:12, we're told to praise God. The human voice can do that, but a mechanical instrument of music can't praise God. In Hebrews 13:15, we learn that we're to give thanks unto God. The human voice can do that, but a piano, an organ, some other kind of instrument cannot do that. So what we learn then is that when God commanded music, He commanded the human voice. He commanded singing and did not command playing. That is not according to the commandment of God. Christ never commanded it. The Holy Spirit never authorized it. The apostles never sanctioned it. The New Testament writers never endorsed it. The New Testament church never used it. And all of those facts help us to understand and make crystal clear there is no Bible authority for the use of mechanical instruments of music. And those who use it have no Bible basis to point to. They stand alone on the sea of human degradation and shame.